Massage therapist pleads guilty to sexual assault. A St. Albert massage therapist who fondled clients' breasts during massage appointments pleaded guilty to multiple counts of sexual assault at St. Albert Provincial Court on Monday. Rizaldi Pereno, 46, pleaded guilty to 4 of 8 sexual assault charges on September 19. Sentencing for Pereno has been adjourned until January 23, 2023, at 1:30 p.m. to allow for completion of a pre-sentence report and a forensic assessment report. The reports will address underlying mental health pathology, assess risks to the community, and offer potential treatment options. Pereno was originally charged with sexual assault by police after a woman contacted RCMP on July 24, 2021, according to St. Albert RCMP. The woman reported she had been sexually assaulted by her massage therapist during an appointment. RCMP arrested Pereno after an investigation. On September 29, 2021, St. Albert RCMP stated Pereno had been charged with 7 additional counts of sexual assault. Man gets house arrest in heroin bust. A man who sold heroin to undercover officers was sentenced in St. Albert Provincial Court on Monday. On September 19, Judge Michaela Collinson sentenced Curtis McIntosh, 39, to a 2-year conditional sentence for 1 count of possession of property under $5,000 and an 18-month conditional sentence for 1 count of trafficking a controlled substance to be served concurrent to the first sentence, and 100 hours of community service. The sentence was issued through a joint submission by the Crown and Defense Counsel. On October 20, 2021, the St. Albert RCMP Drug Unit was assisted by the Alberta Law Enforcement Response Team, ALERT, and Drug Undercover Street Team, DUST, in purchasing drugs from McIntosh, according to the agreed statement of facts. Through a telephone number, undercover officers arranged to purchase 3.5 grams of heroin for $400 at a fast food restaurant near Kingsway Garden Mall in Edmonton. After undercover officers purchased the heroin, St. Albert RCMP arrested McIntosh and a woman. Officers searched McIntosh and found a small amount of crystal meth, and the money used by undercover officers to purchase the heroin, court heard. McIntosh has a lengthy criminal record, but the early guilty plea was a mitigating factor. Collinson said she gave McIntosh credit for the steps he was taking to reach sobriety, as he has a job and is taking Sublocade, a monthly injection used to treat opioid use disorder, to address his substance use issues. "Your record is quite aggravating. It indicates to me that you've created quite a bit of jeopardy for the community. I suspect directly related to your addiction issues. I'm really pleased to hear that you're addressing those issues," she said.